This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. There are exactly 7 weeks left before we reach the edge of the fiscal cliff. That's the moment when taxes would automatically go up and spending would be cut unless Congress and the White House can reach a deal. Now, it's easy to get lost in the politics of all of this, so we are going to go far from Washington now, out to Newport Beach, California, where you will find PIMCO, the world's largest bond fund, and CEO Mohammed El Arian joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what are your concerns when it comes to the possibility of the United States going over the fiscal cliff?
Concerns are very simple. The design of the fiscal cliff assumed the following, that if you threaten catastrophe, and pushing this country into recession would be catastrophic because we haven't yet recovered from the previous recession.
Right.
But if you were to threaten the politicians with catastrophe, you would get them to agree. But the design ignored two things. First, our political system is so polarized that it's very difficult to get the Republicans to trust the Democrats and the other way around. Second, the assumption was, well, if we can't get them to trust each other, then the citizens would put tremendous pressure on them. But it's only now, 6 weeks from the fiscal cliff, that the country as a whole is starting to focus on this.
What would happen to the economy if we went over to the fiscal cliff? When you say recession, I mean, how serious are we talking about?
We would contract by 1 to 2%. Our unemployment rate, stuck at 7.9%, would go up to at least 9%. Our long-term unemployed, currently 41% of the unemployed, would be unemployed for even longer, resulting in greater skill atrophy. And our youth unemployment, we have 24% of 16 to 19-year-olds out of jobs, would go up. And at that age, if you're unemployed for a while, you become unemployable, meaning a lost generation.
But it's been 4 years since the financial crisis. I mean, if we can't make cuts like this and raise taxes like this right now, when can we do it?
We must make intelligent cuts. Everybody acknowledges that the fiscal cliff is too blunt an instrument to put us back on track. It was a threat that wasn't supposed to materialize. So yes, we need fiscal contraction. The only thing I would remind you is that the reason why we're doing fiscal contraction is to get fiscal sustainability. So if you were to do a very blunt 4-5% contraction, which is what the fiscal cliff is, we would undermine economic growth and we would find that you cannot grow out of your debt problems. And if you cannot grow out of your debt problems get worse. The extreme being, of course, Greece.
Finally, you've been mentioned as a possible Treasury Secretary to take over for Tim Geithner in the next Obama administration. Are you going to do that?
So I don't know where this is coming from. All I can tell you is that I've got, you know, a wonderful job and I'm delighted out here in California.
That's a good political answer. You're ready for Washington, it sounds like. Mohammed El Arian, CEO of PIMCO, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you. My pleasure.